Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
It's now time for a chat with Fiona Fawcett from the Underground Museum of Ride and Museum of Rood. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, you're most welcome. Hello, good afternoon.
It's a bit soggy out there, isn't it, at the moment?
Oh, it's horrible weather out there today.
At least the conversation will be brighter, though.
Well, we hope.
Right, let's get the ball rolling, shall we?
Oh, indeed so.
Right, can you tell me and the listener about the Underground Museum of Ride and the Museum of Rood?
Indeed so. It was opened on the 15th of August in 2011 by Andrew Turner, the MP, and Lady Lucinda Lambton, whose great-grandfather, Lord Lambton, also known as Radical Jack, laid the first foundation of the Royal Victoria Arcade.
Ah, okay.
The Victoria Arcade was named after Princess Victoria at the time, not Queen Victoria, because it was opened the day after her 15th birthday, and goes back, the history of the museum goes back 220 years.
Oh, wow.
And the ride history, obviously not the museum, but the history of rides. And we've got thousands of artefacts of ride history and a big screen with over 10,000 pictures which people can come and view.
So it's like photos that people have sent in, and then it's on like a montage, as it were, and it's permanently on display, as it were.
Exactly.
I've never been, so I don't know.
Ah.
And I want to paint a picture for the listener, do you know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean. As well as that, it's a proper trip down memory lane. Many of our visitors come down there and it's like, I had one of those. I remember those. Oh, look, I remember that place. So if anyone wants to come down and have a good browse, please do. The museum covers like the local schools, the travel, the carnivals, both wars, commercial, and individual people of ride, like Theodore, and it was a homeless man who's quite well known in ride. We also have the Donald McGill Saucy Postcards, which we are celebrating 150 years of next year.
Yeah.
Donald himself was born in 1875, close by to Regent's Park, London Zoo. And he actually said if he'd been born in the zoo, he would have been born a monkey. He died in 1962 at the age of 87. In the year 1953, though, numerous police raids in Ryde seized thousands of naughty, saucy postcards. And the magistrates placed an order of destruction, and thousands of his cards were actually burned. Unfortunately, it was so sort of cheeky. But we're still fortunate to have thousands of postcards still in the museum with Donald McGill in the Museum of Rood. He was actually prosecuted under the Obscene Publications Act in 1954. In doing this, he was advised to plead guilty in respect to four of the postcards on the undertaking not to republish another 17. He was eventually fined and had to pay costs, and the museum has won numerous awards to do with Donald McGill and the actual museum as we do have a little ghost down there.
Oh, right.
In our little museum. Well, apparently we've got a couple, but the main one is a little black dog who we have named Prince.
Oh, right.
He's been seen and felt by both volunteers and visitors alike, including myself. I have seen him.
Do you want to tell us about that experience then? Because we're getting close to Halloween, so let's go for it.
Oh, exactly. I was in the ticket office area in the little tiny shop we have there, and I just looked over and I saw a little black dog. He was about knee size. And one minute he was there, and the next minute he had gone. And I sort of said to the other volunteers at the time, did you see a little black dog? And they were like, no. And they asked me about the little black dog and how big he was. And I sort of said, about knee size. And the other volunteer said, actually, we have had experiences with him. He's actually brushed up against our legs.
Oh, wow.
So he's
bit freaky.
It was rather freaky.
But I suppose at the same time, though, like because you'd seen it and other people have had experiences with it, it's like, I haven't gone crazy.
Yes,
thank
exactly.
Thank you for confirming I'm not mad.
Yeah, I thought I was seeing things, but no, when I sort of spoke about it, Prince is there. We named him Prince, obviously, after the Victoria Arcade.
No, that's perfectly sensible idea to do that.
Well, nice royal name.
So you've got other ghosts as well, have you?
We have. We've got apparently a Welsh gentleman. I think some people have seen him, some people haven't, but I've not experienced him myself. But we have got an area in the first room, room 8, where a few people have felt a presence but not actually seen anyone.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've got a couple of ghosts down there.
That's cool. No, it's fascinating. It's, I mean, right, so is there an entrance fee for the museum?
Yes, indeed there is. It's £5 for adults, £1 for children aged 8 to 16, and under 8s coming free. We do sell memberships, and adult annual membership is £15, or there's a family membership for £20. For two adults and their many children.
And obviously, if you've got a membership, you can come and go as many times as you want throughout the year.
That's correct, yes.
Oh, wow, that's cool. That's not too bad.
No, and people visiting the museum, once they've paid their £5 entrance fee, they can come again. They can return to the museum within 14 days.
Okay.
And not have to pay no more. So it's handy if people have to rush around because they haven't got much time because of parking or got to catch a bus.
Mm.
Then they know, the local people know that they can come back. Or people on holiday, if they're over for a bit more time, they can come back down and for free. And
that's really helpful, because I've been and I left an hour to look around and it was nowhere near enough time. There was so much to look at. So people will probably do the same thing. Think, little museum, half an hour, I'll bet around that. You won't. There is just so much to see.
A return ticket
is absolutely, you know, wonderful.
Exactly. See, I'm just thinking I really need to go and see this.
You do.
I think I'm missing out on something now. Do you know what I mean?
I think you are. We've had a few numerous well-known visitors to the museum.
Go on
as
then.
Well.
Let's have some name drops there.
We had Paul Burrell, who was the late Lady Diana's butler.
We have
had the Duke of Gloucester. We've had Ronnie Morgan Archer from the Antiques Roadshow, and earlier this year we had the former Home Secretary Sir Ella Braverman. But I don't know, depending who you support, if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
If you vote that way, that's fine.
Yeah,
if you don't,
whatever way you vote, yeah.
We'll leave it at that.
I think so.
We won't get too involved in that one.
No, definitely not. Best not to. We are open from Tuesdays to Saturdays, and that's from 10:30 until 4, but last entrance is at 3:15.
Obviously, because there's a lot to see and you won't get around and you just...
No.
Okay,
no.
That's fair enough.
We sell merchandise as well, and you can just come down and buy an odd postcard or greeting card or book. And we also sell museum merchandise, Donald McGill books and local books by local authors, including a lovely children's book written by our very own volunteer, award-winning author Joe Cooper. All based locally, and all the books we sell we receive commission from the local authors.
Oh, right, so you get like a bit of a kickback then, as it were.
We do indeed.
Oh,
yes.
That's good. So, it's nice to see that the local community is supporting the local community.
Yes, very much.
It gives you like a nice warm hug, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And Jo's a lovely lady and she'll always be happy. She's there on a Tuesday and she will always be happy to sign books for people if they decide to come down and purchase children's books and books of like... A childhood growing up in Ryde, like Binstead and Players Beach and places like that.
Okay, cool. So, out of all the exhibits, which is the most unique and interesting?
A lot of people say our ice well. It is 18 feet deep and was discovered by our chairman, Brian Harris, in 2012. He found a gap in some of the brickwork. We like had a wall there and he found a gap in the top.
So you're just renovating it. It's just like, oh, what's that? I'll have a look.
That was it. It was just like in a little nosy. So we removed the brickwork and down there was a well, which dates back to the 1800s.
Oh, wow.
And it was used, obviously, by local people. That's why I used to come to get their ice in Ryde. I've heard a lot of the ice did come from overseas, but I'm not 100% sure on that. A lot of people do shout down the well, especially children, because it echoes. It is closed off, so no one can actually fall down there. But you can still hear yourself echoing. So we get children come and talk down there, shout down there. We get the occasional male adult, not being sexist, but they'd like to come down and belch down there.
Right, okay, yeah. Sometimes boys will be boys and we'll leave it at that, shall we?
Yes. We've also recently discovered our volunteer Adrian. He's recently discovered a cast iron bread oven in the museum. and he's uncovered that now for the public to see. So that was done in recent months.
One unusual thing. It must have been like a scullery or something at some point, if you've got a bread oven and I'm going to use the term fridge. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the ice well.
Yeah. It must have been, because that's obviously what they would have used as a fridge back in the day.
Yes, definitely.
Because we didn't have electricity in fridges as we know them today. Do you know what I mean? You just put it somewhere cold. So it must have been a kitchen or something like that at some point.
I would have thought so. Or used for commercial use, maybe for one of the little shops that used to be upstairs. We still have a lot of shops up there. A lot of them do get bypassed, but we've got like a second-hand record shop. We've got a computer fix-it shop. We've got a lovely little lane with lots of little tiny local businesses owned by local people. So, yes, a few of the shops are still open, a few are up for rent at the moment as well. So there's always plenty to see down there.
Yeah, it's a sign of the times, though, unfortunately. The cost of living crisis has hit a number of people hard, hasn't it?
Unfortunately so, yes. And we've got the Puckpool Swing, which I don't know a lot about, but it was in Puckpool Park, and it was used by generations of children. So it's quite a big, bulky swing.
Yeah, it's a swing.
Yes, but it was donated by one of our volunteers, Alan Brading.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, cool. I know Clinker Brading. I used to work with him years ago. He still volunteers there, does he?
He certainly does on a Tuesday. Great. He's great. There with us on a Tuesday.
All the dirt's coming out now.
Oh, it certainly is.
Keep it clean, we're on air.
He's a very interesting man, and I was recently lucky enough to look at his mum's diaries from the 1941. Just as the war started on the island.
Oh, wow.
So, very, very interesting.
Yeah, I'd imagine that a lot of thought was in there. Do you know what I mean? It's like, what's happening, the uncertainty of going into war, the unknowns. Do you know what I mean? It's that very personal, very privileged to see that one.
That certainly is. A lot of our wartime artifacts are from Ryde. We've got a German World War I 1915 leather cigarette case down there.
Oh, right.
Which is quite interesting. It's not, thankfully, no swastika, but it does have the German cross on there. A lot of the stuff was obviously donated by the white rifles.
Oh, right.
And we've also got a baby all-in-one gas mask, which was distributed during the war from Woodland Ryde Nursing House Maternity Home.
Oh, right, yeah, because children's gas masks and babies, they're slightly different, aren't they, to what you would know as a normal adult gas mask?
It certainly is, and it would, cover the whole of them.
Mm.
They would have collected it from the home, which was in Monkton Street in Ryde. The building's still there. I think it's just personal housing now.
Oh, right.
Baby gas mask would have been worn on the back like a backpack, and my parents would have had a pump to pump in air for the baby.
Literally, like it's like a manual pump,
like
that you squeeze it. Yeah,
manual pump that you would squeeze. So that's quite interesting to know. Must have been quite uncomfortable for the parents and for the baby, I should imagine. We've also got an item called a bier, which is like a coffin casket stand. What they would have put the coffins on for the funerals when.
Oh, right, yeah.
And that's been loaned to us from St Thomas's Church in Ryde, along with a few items, including an 11th century font of unknown origin, which I should imagine has been christened by many, many babies over the years.
Oh, okay.
We don't know where it's come from exactly.
It's just appeared. Where's that? I was here when I got here.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But it's very interesting to see.
Well, that sounds amazing. So you've literally got something for everyone right there.
We have. And we've also got quite a lot of different things, sort of for children. With the Donald McGill postcards, obviously we've got the band section.
Yeah.
The cards which were banned, but they are actually covered up by a cloth so the parents can sort of think, do I want my children to see those or not?
I want to have a look at this first. Is this age appropriate?
That kind of thing, yes. Yeah.
Well, I've got to say, as a nipper, I've spent a lot of time on Ryle Esplanade. All the postcard displays down there, because Saucy Seaside cards was part of the British culture. Everybody sent a saucy postcard home. I spent hours as a nipper looking at these postcards and oh, well.
Because some of the old ones are actually worth quite a bit of money now, aren't they?
Oh, they are indeed. I'm not sure exactly, but definitely.
I know some people do specifically collect just that style of postcard.
Yes,
so they must
be
worth something if people collect them.
Yes, very much so.
I'd hate to hazard a guess on how much, but... You know.
Oh, same here, but if you get an original Donald McGill, I should imagine it's worth quite a lot of money.
We'll have a quick beer on that one, then.
And also George Orwell wrote about Donald McGill as well, so going into more details about the man when he found out about the history of him, so yes.
Okay, so we've touched on this a little bit, but leading up to you coming on the show, you mentioned that the museum is staffed by volunteers. If people wanted to volunteer, how do they go about doing so?
We're all volunteers down there, including the ones higher up, like our chairpersons. They can just pop down. We're a friendly bunch, a bit scatty, very friendly though, very jolly. I think we are. Yeah, we all are. We're always on the lookout for volunteers, and it's surprising all the more history I've learned about Ryde just since being down there, even though I've lived on the island since 1982. I've learned about how Queen's Road got its name. That was because of the Spencer family, who are ancestors of Lady Diana, and obviously William and Harry. They actually owned Spencer Road, and they got annoyed with Queen Victoria using Spencer Road for a shortcut to get into Ryde Town. So what they did, they blocked the road off, and that's... So that's how Queen's Road got its name, apparently.
Oh, wow.
I've also found out about the children's that used to be in Apley Park. I think it got closed because the animals weren't really treated brilliantly. But we did have a couple of bears that escaped from the zoo in the 60s, and they were on the run for 2 weeks. And they were eventually found at the Priory, in the grounds of the Priory, and they had to be enticed out with bananas. And there's also cheeky monkeys there, and their enclosures obviously backed onto people's gardens. And
I can imagine where this is going.
And if the monkeys didn't like their food, they would get hold of their food and throw it at people's washing.
So I also remember at Putpool Park, they used to have a parrot in the aviary out there in the 60s, and somebody had taught it some very rude words which you would shout at people when you went in.
Oh dear.
So if people want to volunteer, pop down to the museum and have a chat.
Indeed. We're open Tuesdays to Saturdays. People can come down, have a chat, or they can call the museum on 01983 717 435. If you could try and come down maybe on a Tuesday when Joe's there, Joe will happily talk with you, and so will Alan, and so will Lynn. And on a Friday, we've got John and we've got Brian, who is the chairman of the museum, and they're often there on a Saturday as well, along with Marius, who's one of our historians as well. So yeah, please just pop down or pop in and come and see us.
Okay, cool. So if people wanted to know more about the Underground Museum of Ryde and the Museum of Rood, is there a website, and can you be found on social media?
Indeed so. We are on Facebook under the Museum of Ryde, Isle of Wight, well, IW. So the Museum of Ryde, IW, they can see some old photos, they can see what's happening with the museum, any events we've got on. There's also a website which Marius has recently been working on, with the Historic Ryde Society, the Museum of Ryde, and they've got a lot of information and photos on there about the museum.
Is the social media and the website all linked together, so once you find one, you can find the other one?
I think so. Yeah, no, I'm not 100%, but
if it's a work in progress, it's a work in progress. It's not a problem. But if you go to social media, you can be found on social media, and there is a website as well.
Indeed so.
Right.
And I think we're on X as well, but I'm not on X personally. So
no, that's
people
fair
want
enough.
To look up the museum on there. There should be some information.
There is bits and pieces out there if people want to just... Yep. Do a quick search.
Just a quick search. Google. We're on TripAdvisor and obviously have a local website, so
cool.
to speak.
Cool. Not a problem. Do you have any events lined up?
Indeed we do. This week at the museum we have our Halloween week. where children and adults alike can come and meet our resident called Headless. It's normally Headless, but this week he's got like a head for the Halloween, so he's now Ed. He's just called Ed still. Okay. So still Headless, but he's not headless this week.
Okay.
And people can come down, children and adults alike, and grab photos of our spooky exhibits and take photos of anything down the museum, really. Anything that takes their eye, they're welcome to come down and take photos. We've also got children's Halloween fun worksheets with prizes at the end, local ghost stories and children's activities if people want to know, oh, the weather's a bit wet or what can we do today.
Because obviously it's half term at the moment, isn't it? And if the weather's not as great as what you want it to be, you've got to have somewhere to go, and then, you know, a bit of learning along as you go.
Exactly, especially if children are studying local history or the Victorians or World War One, World War Two, any of those subjects at school. I mean, we have children come down to the museum, and we had some children the other day, and they got very excited because they saw their mother in a programme for the carnivals, because she was in the carnivals when she was in her youth.
Mm-hmm.
Another family came down and they saw a photo in the school area which had been donated by their granddad. So people come down and they do see things that are like linked with their families, so it's quite nice. And
lots
of excited children, but we love excited children, so all very well and good if they want to come down and join us and do some spooky activities. And
cool. And that's every day, yeah?
And that's every day from Monday to Tuesday. And right. Like we say, if they come back within 14 days, they can return for free. So
that's
all part of it as well. This coming Sunday, on the 3rd of November, at Methodist Church in Wide Garfield Road, at 3 p.m, New Church Mal Choir, voice choir, are performing in aid of the museum and giving us their full support. It's free entry, but obviously with a little donation will be accepted. Whatever your income, however much you can afford, be great. There will be a raffle as well. And also performing, we've got a young guest called Will Kent. He's a pupil of the Island Free School, and he's performing with us, and with the choir, and is also performing in the Snowman with the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, because he's got an amazing voice.
Oh, right,
And that's at the Lighthouse Theatre in Paul Dorset on December the 14th. So he's going to be the special guest at the concert on Sunday at the Methodist Church in Garfield Road. We've also got Christmas festive fun lined up, and we also run a pub quiz once a month. It's usually the last Thursday of the month at Ryde Yelves Hotel at 7:30, but get there a little bit earlier to set up and buy drinks, obviously we like to raise money with this, so we've got a lovely raffle with lovely prizes, and a £10 cash prize for one lucky quizzer. But due to Halloween, there's no quz this week. And
well, that's rough. I know.
And the November quz is going to be a week earlier as well.
What's the day of that?
The November quz will be the 21st, Thursday the 21st of November. And that'll be the quz then. And everyone's welcome. Just come along and have some fun. We can answer all your questions there about the museum as well. If anyone wants to have any information, they can ask us at the quiz as well, if need be.
Okay, cool. Talking about questions, Alan, have you got any questions, mate?
Well, Fiona, you say about the artefacts that you've got there. I mean, and it is rammed with artefacts. I mean, are you still collecting? If people at home have got things that relate to Old Ryde, are you happy to take them?
Indeed we are. We take them off as donations, or we can take them as loans if people would like their items returned. We like keep a list of what people have donated or loaned to us, so... Yeah, we're still taking anything related to Ryde history, Seaview history. I think we go as far as Bembridge and Haven Street as well. So any Wootton, Fishbourne, any areas like that are most welcome to bring their artefacts. I think that's the word.
Okay, so
artefacts down.
We need to have a good rummage in the loft then, see what we can find for
you. Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, I will certainly do that, because I'm sure I've got a few things that do relate to Ryde that might be of interest.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Thank you. Please bring them down.
We're
more than happy to see you. And we can list them and put them on the big screen as well for people to come and enjoy.
Have you got any more questions, Alan?
Not really. Only that it's for people that don't know, the Museum of Ryde is in the basement And a lot of people that have not lived in Ryde are not aware that every property in Union Street, both sides of the road from top to bottom, have got basements.
Oh, wow. Hmm. No, I wasn't even aware of that.
Yeah.
We do have a stairlift there as well. So if anybody's got disabilities and think, oh, no, we can't get down the stairs, we do have a stairlift for people.
So it is disabled
elderly.
Accessible then?
Yes, it's okay, disabled that's good. Accessible.
Nice.
So
nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
No, no. So, yeah, it's very interesting. So please pop down. Anybody will always be welcome to see you and you'll be well greeted. And like I say, if you just want to come down and buy stocking fillers from our little shop area, please do. We've got lovely Donald McGill items, greeting cards, all kinds of things, as well as our local
There's something
books.
For everyone, as it
Literally
were.
Literally something for everyone, yes.
Right, okay then. Right, let's sum up, shall we?
Indeed so.
If people wanted to know more about you, do you have a website and can you be found on social media?
Indeed so, we can. Just please look us up. Yep, Isle of Wight, Museum of Wight.
Yeah, type it in the social media and you'll pop up.
Yes.
And what's the website again?
The website is... Oh, just check my notes.
No, that's fine. I've caught you unawares. It's not a problem.
No, that's okay. On Facebook, we're the Museum of Wight, IW. And also, we've got the Historic Wight Society, the Museum of Wight website, which has kindly been planned out by Marius and... Only in as far as I know.
Right, okay, cool. And what are your opening times and hours?
We're open from 10:30 till 4 with our last entry at 3:15.
Right.
And that's Tuesday to Saturday.
So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the week, yeah?
That's right, that's correct, yes.
Right, okay, cool. Thank you very much for coming to the studio.
Oh, you're
it's
almost
been
welcome.
Great chatting to you. I promise I will try and find some time to come down and have a moosey on and have a look, as it were.
You'll be pleasantly surprised.
We'll be checking that you do that, Nick.
Yeah, we've got plenty of memorabilia as well. We've got like these old weighing scales as well that were from the original, obviously, Donald McGill. But instead of having like numbers saying your weight, they've got little pictures of saying your weight. So
okay.
That's quite interesting. And we also sell and buy postcards.
Okay, cool. Anyway, it's been great chatting with you. Thank you very much for coming into the studio. I will come and catch up with you very soon.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you for having me here in the studio. It's been lovely chatting with you guys too.
It's not a problem at all.
This is Radio FM 104.6, broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, giving people the opportunity to broadcast no matter their age or ability. We make entertaining radio whilst offering affordable advertising for local businesses. That is Radio. That is radio.com.